never call customer support when it's just you can answer your call.
Hello, is anybody there?
Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Destiny on the Friday Jam. How may I assist your call?
Well, I got put into a loop. Is this the same person that asked me for my zip code a minute ago and said I need to talk to the fraud department? Because you sound the same.
No. Destiny is in the fraud department.
Are you the fraud department?
Yes.
Are you the fraud department?
Yes. How can I assist your call?
Someone made two charges to my account, both in excess of $90, on a tag to an Amazon order that I placed today.
Okay, well, what is your first and last name?
First name is Floyd. That's F as in Frank, L-O-Y-D. Last name is Shin. S as in Sarah, H-I-N-N as in Nancy.
Thank you. Verify mailing address for me.
Why? I have the order number. What do you need? Fine. The mailing address is 49479 Point Crossing, Plymouth, Michigan, 48170. That doesn't give you authorization to mail it, by the way.
I'm not mailing anything, sir. I don't even know you. So So we have the Iron Pro Stack Testosterone Nitric Nitric Oxide with
I have no clue what they are.
Can I see my ticket, please? I never said you ordered it, but you're asking questions and I'm trying to answer them. So
I know what they say. I can read the invoice. I know what it says. I don't need you to tell me what it says. I want to know why the charge is on my account.
Because this product was ordered on January the 28th for shipping and handling of $6.99.
January the 28th.
And $5.99 shipping and handling initially. And then when that trial wasn't canceled as a 14-day trial, they billed for their product at $97.99 and $94.99. Did you authorize the charge that was on January the 28th for shipping and handling of $6.99 and $5.99?
No. No, I ordered I only ordered one bottle of something. No trials, nothing else. $1, $5 shipping, nothing else.
Okay. So, when ordering that bottle, it initiated a trial. It was a 14-day trial. You had to try the product for... I'm explaining. And it was a 14-day trial where you would have tried it for free. And if you did not wish to purchase the product, you had to call in and cancel. Because otherwise, the company will bill you for their product. That's exactly what happened. Now, as a one-time...
Well, I did not get any notice of that, and I did not get any notice of that when I ordered it. So... Okay, so you're telling me I'm stuck, you're stuck, getting stuck for this bill of $90.
That's the price of their product, but as a one-time courtesy, can I finish my sentences, please?
Sure, please. I'm sorry, I'm very upset.
I understand this, but can I please finish the sentences?
Yes.
Okay, so as a one-time courtesy, will each being for the inconvenience, will issue a partial credit refund of the charges at 50% for you?
How much?
At 50% of those two charges.
Well, you're going to take money. You're stealing money from me.
But the being...
No, I will call my bank and stop payment.
I understand it, but with filing the dispute, it has all your
information.
I don't care. You confirm...
That's fraud. That is fraud.
No, it's not, sir, because...
Yes, it is.
Because you confirmed that your address and your name is on this product.
It
was, and you confirmed to me on a recorded line... Can I finish? On a recorded line that you did...